Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Trump administration officials insisting they are remaining for now in the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Iran. U.S.-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley expressed concerns over the deal's verification, the procedures, as well as Tehran's support of terrorism and its ballistic missiles. On Friday, President Trump informed Congress, as required by law, he will not certify Iran in complying with the 2015 agreement. Congress has 60 days to determine if it should impose sanctions. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy said Mr. Trump's decision gives Tehran everything it wants.
They would be able to restart their nuclear program because we would be in violation of the deal. The Europeans would continue to grant them sanctions relief. Their economy would continue to grow, and they would look like the victim in this situation.
None of the other agreement signatories backs the U.S. decision, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged them to work with Washington on the deal's deficiencies.
They're very clear, and they have to be changed. And it's an opportunity that President Trump has created for them to fix this very bad deal, which is dangerous for them, no less than it is for others.
While Iran said it will not renegotiate the deal, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the Trump administration should offer a second agreement in parallel with the first. In Liberia, former football star George Weah faces off against Vice President Joseph Boakai November 7th in a runoff as the top two vote-getters in the country's presidential election last week. Weah leading the first round with 39%, Boakai's 29%. Final results expected October 25th. This is VOA News. After more than six decades of moderate and centrist governments, Austria appears to be shifting to the right as the conservative foreign minister Sebastian Kurz claimed victory in Sunday's general elections and is now poised to become the country's next leader.
Der heutige Tag ist ein historischer.
Kurz said it is a historic day and a chance for his party to take leadership and make changes in the country. Kurz, Austria's foreign minister, campaigned on tougher immigration procedures in the wake of the flow of more than 1 million refugees from the Middle East, South Asia, and Africa since 2015. Monash University's Natalie Doyle said the election outcome is not surprising.
This election, in fact, confirms a trend that's been evident in Europe for a while, which means that the left is really on the back foot. It started in the Netherlands. It also became very obvious in the French elections, and the Austrian election confirms that the Austrian Socialist Party is in trouble.
Austria's far-right Freedom Party also made gains in Sunday's election, giving Kurz the chance to form a coalition with them or the Social Democrats, who are in second place. Venezuela's opposition coalition has refused to recognize the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, where the ruling socialists won a surprise majority, raising concern among some of more political turmoil in the country. Any time now, in fact, just any time now, the president of Spain's Catalonia region is expected to announce whether his speech last week was a declaration of independence from Madrid. The central government would invoke a constitutional amendment imposing direct rule if the answer is yes. Catalonia held a referendum on October the 1st, with most of those casting ballots opting to secede, a vote Spain called illegal. South Korea and the United States began week-long joint Navy drills today in the waters off the Korean Peninsula, an exercise likely to incense North Korea, which has called such maneuvers a prelude to invasion. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump earlier tweeted, "Talking with the North is a waste of time," but he feels diplomatic efforts will continue to diffuse the tensions.
He supports our diplomatic efforts. We're going to maintain those diplomatic efforts. As I have commented to others, our diplomatic efforts will continue until the first bomb is dropped.
Tensions have increased amid ongoing banned North Korean missile and nuclear tests. And on Sunday, Canada's transport minister said a small passenger plane operated last week was hit by a drone.
That's the latest world news from VOA.